News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, before I go forward, let me just tell you real quickly about my friends at etaxbreaks.com. Etaxbreaks.com is amazing. So I know these folks, literally, personally I do. I've worked with them before. Etaxbreaks.com, these folks have 23 years of experience at finding money for your business you didn't know you qualified for. What? Did I get your attention? Yes. Etaxbreaks.com finds your company money that you didn't know you qualified for. No strings attached, just because of the way you run your business, like things that you thought was common sense. Like, where did you put your business geographically? Who did you hire? Did you maintain your employees through the pandemic? Did you survive a natural disaster like Hurricane Katrina in the past or something like that? All said and done, there are like over 3,000 programs out there, sometimes state, sometimes federal, sometimes independent, that literally qualify you for grants, for tax credits, for tax incentives, simply for doing what you thought was the right thing to do for your business. And they can help you find it. And they don't get paid unless they find you money. That's what they do. Etaxbreaks.com. They get paid if they find you money. And last month, they told me they billed out over $7 million in found money for their clients. Yeah, that's right. Check them out. They've got a special landing page online for Right Side listeners. Go to etaxbreaks.com/right side and just see if you qualify. You may be surprised. You'll check them out. etaxbreaks.com/right side. So listen, I said before, the COVID wars. The COVID wars are upon us. The fights are underway. The questions are being asked. The lines are being drawn. And you've got things like our attorney general has said, you know what, not on my watch. You file your design for how you want this to work, Mr. President, and we will file our lawsuit. Well, that part of the reason why he had to say it that way is because no one knows how this is going to work. So literally right now, one of the largest trade groups in the nation, it's called the Consumer Brands Association, represents companies like Kellogg's, Campbell's Soup, Coca-Cola, Procter & Gamble, General Mills, Amazon, Albertsons, Target. Anyway, all of them are part of the Consumer Brands Association. The Consumer Brands Association wrote a letter to the Biden administration saying, hey, this whole vaccine mandate, how are you going to do that? Because they as an association are being flooded with questions by their member companies. And you know what? I looked at the list of questions. I thought, oh, I hadn't thought of that yet. I mean, I get paid to talk about this stuff every day, and I hadn't even thought of that. I mean, listen to some of these questions. Like, what is considered documentation for the proof of vaccination? Great question. How will booster shots factor in? Great question. Must an employee be fully vaccinated? Great question. I mean, so if it's a two-part shot and OSHA comes to check the paperwork and everybody in your office is literally half vaccinated, do you still get penalized? What an amazing question. Does the government plan to centralize vaccination tracking? Well, they better not. I do not want to find out there's a national database because they've already said they wouldn't do it, and I believe they shouldn't do it. National database. It's a sick thought. How about this? What is considered suitable documentation for a negative test result? So if someone says, yeah, I tested negative, prove it. Here's like a doctor's excuse on a scrap of paper. Does that count? I don't know. Do you have to have some kind of special form? I don't know. Nobody knows. How about this? Should an employee choose not to get the vaccination, is the company or the employee responsible for securing and paying for the testing? Oh, good question. Remember I asked that on the first day. When that news broke while I was on the air and Biden was making his announcements as to what he was going to do with his vaccine mandate, I said, who's paying for this? Nobody knows. How about this? Will the paid time off that the Biden administration is going to require now, they say, is that also going to be required for weekly testing? Good question. How about this? How does the mandate impact locations with collective bargaining like unions and existing collective bargaining agreements? Hey, Mr. Union-friendly president, are you going to get in between the collective bargaining agreements now? And how about this one? Do the new federal requirements include exemptions for religious beliefs and disabilities? What a great question. You see what I'm saying here? So the Consumer Brands Association that represents some of the biggest companies in the nation, in the world really, is saying, yeah, okay, we hear you, but we don't get it. What are you going to do? How are you going to make this work? So, folks, I guess what I would say to you listening in the Right Side Radio land is that this is still a work in progress. We've got an attorney general who's already said he will file suit on our behalf, and he's going to be one of many, I guarantee. And we've got a state law in place that gives him additional work that he can do on our behalf. Because it's not just him going after a constitutional provision and trying to prove the statements that are made or the executive actions being taken are in contravention of your constitutional rights. He's going one step further. He's saying, hey, and by the way, I'm the attorney general for a state that actually has a law, and all you have is an executive order, and my law trumps your executive order every day of the week. Deal with that. But the fact is, what I was about to say a moment ago is that if you're concerned about these vaccine mandates, stay concerned, all right? Stay engaged. Keep watching the news. But just do not think for a second this is going to go into place tomorrow. Because the Biden administration got way ahead of its skis on this one. I mean they're out there right now. It's going, okay, so the president needed to change the topic away from Afghanistan, and he went ahead and gave a speech. We don't know what we're doing yet. Oh, Lord. And so the people in the background right now are scrambling, and they're trying to do things like answer some of those questions I just called out. In the meantime, do know this. There are things going on that should catch your attention. A story on Yellowhammer right now that's not being reported on other so-called respectable organizations like AL.com that I've seen says Alabama doctors expressed concerns over the federal government limiting the state's access to effective COVID-19 treatments. Okay. Now, I heard anecdotally, and I have not found the storyline to prove it, so I'll just tell you what I heard, and then I'll come back to the story. I heard that the Biden administration is putting into place certain policies through their Health and Human Services, HHS, that says that there's a formula. And if your state is not working hard enough, in their opinion, on vaccinations, that they will begin to limit your access to other treatments that they can dole out, one of which is the monoclonal antibodies. Now, listen, early on when I said that Charlene and I had COVID, she was able to get the antibody treatments, and I thought that was a big deal. And apparently it is a big deal. It's considered a treatment, and some would consider it to be a prophylactic treatment to help induce the antibodies into your system to give you that resistance to the virus. But HHS last week notified state health agencies that efforts to expand monoclonal antibody therapy locations have been placed on hold. What? They've reduced the amount that Alabama is going to receive. And Dr. Arora of the Medical Association of Alabama expressed displeasure with a recent decision in that regard and is pushing back on behalf of Alabama for taking steps, the federal government for taking steps to limit our access to this viable and very necessary treatment. Why would they do this? Well, I'll tell you why they're doing it. Because they're trying to drive us to vaccinations. That's why they're doing it. They want everybody to do it the way they want it done, regardless of whether doctors are saying, hey, we need the whole panoply of treatment options. We need to know that we've got the whole toolkit here. And so the Alabama Medical Association, it says in the article here, has been a vocal and active proponent in promoting the use of monoclonal antibodies. And they said it is part of that bigger toolkit that they need, and that physicians have to be able to assist their patients by ordering the medication. And yet Health and Human Services, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, is saying that they're limiting the ability to get that out now. They're putting it on hold. Putting it on hold. Why would that be? End of the article on Yellowhammer here says monoclonal antibodies can be a lifesaver if given in the first 10 days of symptoms. Folks, why would they do that? I'm being speculative here. Why would they do it? I think it's to drive you to the thing they want you to do, is to help you conform to their idea of behavior, which in this case is go get the vaccine, whether you wanted it or not, because now they're reducing the number of other treatments you can have, apparently. Well, part of the problem we've got, too, is their mixed messaging. First of all, I will just say, I've had an article sitting here for days. I never have gotten to it. I'm just going to reference it right now. It came out of Newsweek magazine. Dr. Fauci, why is he still the face of all this? Have they not realized that all he does is make things worse? When are they going to realize that Dr. Fauci is the last person that people who are concerned about the vaccines want to hear from. I mean, literally, next to Joe Biden himself, there is nobody who is already concerned about getting the vaccine that wants to hear from. There's nobody that believes that Fauci is the one who should be trying to encourage them, because he doesn't encourage. He has mixed messaging constantly. And so Dr. Fauci is out there talking about different aspects of, you know, the getting the shot, and he can't tell you why antibodies are not there already, and he doesn't have any really things to offer. He goes with masks and then no masks and then three masks and then back to two masks and then mask your kids and don't mask your kids and then mandates and no mandates. But right now we got a situation that's part of the whole mixed messaging. When we come back from the short break, and we're about to go there right now. When we come back from the short break, I'm going to tell you in the tail end of my discussion here on the COVID wars about the truly mixed message we're getting out of the FDA itself. You know, the FDA, that's the one that President Biden said the other day, "You got your approval, now get the shot." Well, the FDA is pushing back right now on the Biden administration too. Oh yeah. I'll tell you about that when we come back. Phil Williams, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, talk about the COVID wars. I got to tell you some breaking news here. This just came out. I got two breaking news. One is I'm watching right now as New York City is beginning to enforce proof of vaccine mandates. Proof of vaccine mandates in New York City. If you want to go to a restaurant, you got to show your papers. And this one restaurant owner is on there saying, "I don't want to be his Gestapo. I don't want to be the one asking people's paper. I want him to come to my restaurant and enjoy what we provide. That's it." It's going to be a heck of a thing. Good luck with this, de Blasio, because I don't think it's going to work, and I think you're going to wind up driving your economy further down. But here's the other breaking news. This is fresh on, yes, it's on AL.com. I do take hits at them all the time. They're like Alabama's version of CNN. But nonetheless, they have stories once in a while that I go, "Huh, how about that?" Governor Kay Ivey's campaign Facebook page was removed today, periodically, just for a period of time, was removed following Joe Biden comments, and it was later restored. Really? So literally what happens here is the governor of the state of Alabama put up statements that said that she was going to fight back for her people with regards to these vaccine mandates, and Facebook took down their page, the campaign page. And literally, if you think about what these Facebook standards are, where'd it go? It's in the story. I'm looking at it right now. It said that it was taken down because it violated their community standards, which includes posts that include graphic violence, hate speech, harassment, bullying, and sexual activity. It doesn't say anything about governing a state and standing up for constitutional values. Ivy issued a statement. She said, quote, "Evidently, they're upset that I said I'm standing in the way of President Biden to protect Alabamians from this outrageous overreach by the federal government. If big tech thinks they can silence us and that I won't fight back, then honey, they haven't met me. They have another thing coming. I'm not backing down. I never will. We're fighting Washington. We'll fight big tech too." Well, thank you, Governor Ivey. I like that. And Facebook. Facebook got an appeal from the campaign, and they eventually put the page back up. But it just shows you. I'd like to know. I'd love to be a fly on the wall in these rooms where somebody makes a decision. Huh, I'm taking that page down. Let's see if they say anything. It's the governor of one of only 50 states, and you took down the page because they dared to speak out about a policy issue. You little liberal snowflake hiding in the Facebook back rooms. That's unreal. But sourcing is everything in the news, and getting your news is important, and checking out. Let me ask you, hey, Copper, let me ask you this. You there?
Yes.
So, I mentioned a while ago about Fauci being like the last person in the world that I think should still be the spokesperson for all this stuff.
Yeah.
Someone needs to tell him, go to your office and work and stay out of the way because you're making it worse. But let me ask you, so where do you, I'm not asking your vaccination status or how you feel about it. I'm just saying is, what kind of sourcing would you trust? Who would you want to hear from, or what source would you want to go to if you wanted true and accurate information, something that would help you make your decisions?
Yeah, I mean, that's tough because originally I would have said my doctor, but now I don't know because the doctors gave conflicting evidence at first and then all fell into line in terms of the political agenda. So honestly, I wasn't trusting anything I heard. And I basically just got bullied into getting the vaccine. I've already said on air that I got the vaccine, so I don't mind. But yeah, no, I didn't want to take it for a while, but it just started to be like, oh, you can't go to this event if you don't have it. You can't go to that event if you don't have it. You can't do X, Y, or Z. And so I just got it despite still not feeling comfortable with it.
How about that? Well, I mean, that's part of the problem is.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you have to find those sources that you trust as best you can. But like one of those sources we're supposed to trust is the FDA, right? So I'm looking at an article right now that came out in the Daily Mail. Yesterday. And the Daily Mail says there's 18 FDA senior officials who were saying there is no evidence that fully vaccinated Americans should have to get a booster shot. They say that further jabs are, the current jabs are still effective against a severe illness. So literally this says that there's a group of senior U.S. FDA officials, including two who announced they're going to be resigning soon. We heard about that one recently. They've authored a report disagreeing with the White House's plan to roll out COVID-19 vaccine boosters next week. All right, that's a huge deal, y'all. So the president of the United States gets up and he chastises over 80 million people last week on national TV. And he says, you're the reason why. And he even said, my patience is wearing thin. And you're the reason why things are bad. I'm paraphrasing slightly, but that's what he said. I mean, it was one of those old man, get off my grass type speeches. And he just glared at the microphone and he said, get the shot. Well, he at one point in the speech touted the FDA and said, many of you were waiting for FDA approval. Well, they've approved it. So get the shot. And now we got the FDA, 18 senior officials at the FDA saying, yeah, hey, Biden administration, that whole thing about getting a booster shot, we don't agree. We don't have any data that says that. And yet the Biden administration, on the one hand, will claim the FDA is what gives them the authority to say, go get the shot, is now saying, never mind that FDA thing. We believe you need to have boosters. This kind of mixed messaging is what makes people not trust the situation. If they're already leaning in a direction away from a vaccine, then putting people like Fauci on the air and giving mixed messages like this from both the FDA versus the Biden administration, and it just these mixed messages do nothing. And then you got things like the media, like AL.com, writing articles, like I said earlier, where they literally just try to pit family members against each other. And family members need an opportunity to talk and resolve, not scream and fight and cuss and let kids tell their parents what they will do and won't do, like the article suggested should happen. All right, folks, when we get back, we're coming back here in just a minute. I'm switching gears. It is time to talk about Afghanistan because it is a big, hairy deal. And I am not letting that topic go away, and neither should you. I'm just telling you, we've got to stay on top of this topic. We've got to hold them to account. And I got some great clips we're going to play, and I got some news that's breaking as we speak. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Right Side Radio, and you can find us at rightsideradio.org. Listen live anywhere you are. We'll be right back.